You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are
Nick
and Mary Angela. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, welcome, dear listeners from near and far, from Canada to the rest of the world. Big thank you, and especially to the ones at All Saints. We continue a new year, a new attitude for the month of November. So we start the evening with our, as usual, the intentions. We stop, take a moment, we pray for your intentions. We pray especially for the month of November, for Remembrance Day, for all the soldiers, all the doctors, nurses, and all the people who helped, Canada.
Right.
Be victorious.
Yes.
And bring... our way of life, free nations to, democracy.
To bring peace, right?
Yeah. Democracy and peace, mm-hmm. Throughout the world. We pray for, all those, sick and suffering. We pray for my brother John. We pray for our cousin Stefano, who both John and Stefano are dealing with, leg issues. You guys will recover. You will be even stronger. We pray for everyone suffering mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially.
And let's also pray to an end to this pandemic.
Yeah, especially for all the frontline workers and all the workers that make this, the world go round. We can eat, we can mm-hmm. talk, we can, we can do this program, and that the vaccine rates go higher. And
that the cases go lower.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen to that.
So as usual, we prepare.
And so as we prepare, let's just sit back, relax, get comfortable, light a candle.
Breathe the Holy Spirit, who's what the show, what's behind this whole show.
Let's breathe in some peace. And during November, we celebrate many feast days. We celebrate All Saints, All Souls Day. We celebrate St. Martin de Porres, St. Charles Borromeo. We celebrate St. Leo the Great, St. Martin of Tours, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. There's lots of important saints. St. Albert the Great, Elizabeth of Hungary, Our Lady of the Immaculate Medal, St. Cecilia, who's the patron saint of choirs.
And music, yeah.
Yeah, music and choirs. And on the 30th, St. Andrew.
And boy, we know a couple of special Andrews.
Yes. So let's begin with a prayer. Most gracious God, who in Jesus of Nazareth showed us an alternative to the kings, queens, and emperors of history, help us to revere, and emulate Jesus's leadership, to love and to seek justice for all people. Help us to recognize the true grandeur and life-changing power based in loving you and all of our neighbors. In Christ Jesus with you and the Holy Spirit, may we co-create a world ruled not through domination, but in that radical and our all-powerful compassion and love. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful prayer, Mary Angela.
Yeah.
So we decided for the month of November, the end, the topic, the end of the month, we will be celebrating this special day, Christ the King. And that's what our show is all about. Mm-hmm. Christ the King, our Savior. He is the Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings.
Amen.
And basically, you recite that. That's it. There's our show. The King of Kings.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about what it's all about. What is Christ the King all about? Why is it important? And why and how did it come about?
Yeah.
And so, and we'll do with this through prayers, through readings, through reflections, so that we can reflect on the importance of Christ the King and the kingdom of God.
Yeah, and just before we do that, just a couple items. Today, you know, we tape our show, so it's early November. Late October, we're taping this. And we just got great news that the Pope wants to come to Canada to continue the peace
reconciliation
with all the Indigenous in the past. I think that's fantastic news we heard today.
Let's hope it brings a lot of healing because it is much needed.
Yeah, and makes our Catholic Church even stronger.
Amen.
So, because it is November and is Remembrance Day, we'd like to share the prayer in Flanders Fields.
So, in Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. Such a
yes, so sorry. We just took a moment of silence there to, honor all those that were part of the war that gave us all the freedom and liberty that we have today.
Yeah, such a beautiful poem. So, so we're going to talk a little bit about Christ the King and what it's all about. And so when do we celebrate it? Well, it's always celebrated on the last Sunday of the liturgical year. And it's a feast that is designed to give special recognition to Christ, our Lord's dominion over all aspects of our lives. But why and how did it come about? And why is it so important today? Well, back in 1922, at this time, there was a newly elected pope, Pope Pius the elected pope was Pius the 11th. It was during a time when the world was much in shambles.
Much like today.
There's a lot going on. What goes around comes around, right? Yeah. And so there was widespread peace and tranquility. It wasn't evident at the time. There was just a lot of chaos and shambles. And it was a time when there was the rise of many tyrants. There was a rise of the fascism, the National Socialism, so the Nazis, and communism. So we saw the likes of Benedito Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, and Joseph Stalin. They were all, coming to power, great power.
A real threat to the freedom and democracy in the world.
And so at the time, many considered the basics of morality and teachings of the church to be out of date, no longer relevant in this 20th century. Much like, I guess, today, right? People continue to think that the church is out of date.
There's always a lot of resistance.
Yeah. So modern thinking allowed that at most, Christ might be the king in someone, you know, in each of our private lives, each individual's private lives, but certainly not in the public world. So the Pope, Pope Pius XI, then decided to affirm Christ's kingship. So he saw that people were denying Christ in favor of a lifestyle dominated by secularism, material advantages, and for a false hope created by the tyrants that we just described.
So I just want to add to what Marianne is saying. That was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And we can draw a lot of parallels. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's 100 years ago. You know, more and more we see like a secular society where, you know, money and power and fame are.
Even back then, it was her crime.
Back then, even now, even more so now with the, you know, with all the social media and technology. You know, saying, well, you know, and what really got us is when, especially they locked the churches down.
Yeah.
You know, not, you want to go and pray. No. Yes, there was reasons for safety.
Yes.
But now we're so happy that now we don't have enough room in our church.
Yeah, now it's bursting. So that's really good news to see everybody that's coming back to church. Yeah, absolutely. And so Pope Pius XI then dedicated as a start his reign as a pope to the peace of Christ in the kingdom of Christ. And so he emphasized during his time as Pope, he emphasized the kingship of Christ. And he, as he declared in the Creed, his kingdom will have no end, as it's declared, right? And so on December 11th of the Jubilee year, the Pope issued an encyclical, and it was called Quas Primas. And in this, he added the feast of our Lord Christ the King to the annual church liturgical calendar.
So that's your homework, is to get that encyclical, Quas Primas, and send us a book report. As okay. always, every month there's a book report due at the end
there
of the month.
There you go. And some at the time argued that such a celebration, well, really wasn't necessary because, you know, the Feast of Epiphany already acknowledges Christ as King. So why have this other feast, right? But more than 340 religious leaders, including cardinals and bishops, called for this new celebration. And so the Pope was glad to grant the request. And so this encyclical then provided for the Feast of Christ the King to be held each year on the last Sunday of October. And this date was a week before All Saints Day and 4 weeks before Advent. And it was carefully chosen at that time because it reminds the people that Jesus is Christ, not only King of this world, reigning among nations today. He's also the eternal King glorified by the saints in heaven who will one day come to judge all, everyone.
Wow. That's a little history of Christ the King, how it was formed and why it was needed, right? It's very, very interesting. I didn't know that history. You know, in doing the research, we find these amazing things about our faith. And it's not that long ago, right?
Yeah.
Not that long ago that it came up.
So. And here's another fact, actually, that in 1969 then, Pope Paul the sixth took more steps to enhance the witness of this feast day. And he changed the name of the celebration to the Feast of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of All. And in Latin, that is Domini Nostri Jesus Christus Universum Regis. And he also changed the date to the last Sunday in the liturgical year, and so emphasizing even more strongly the connection between Christ's kingship and his second advent coming to judge the world. And so and he also declared it a solemnity. So that's how it came to be, this feast day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, you know, get so many things about our faith and, you know, we're ever growing and learning and, you know, it's the church always wants to stay young and fresh and always
relevant, always,
Christ at the center.
Yeah.
And that's what the Eucharist is. It is the source and the summit. Mm-hmm. Jesus at the center.
And focused on love, right?
So here we are. We have a few names that what Christ the King is. Christ the King, you are the Almighty One, the Alpha, the Omega.
Beginning and end.
Yeah. The Advocate, you are the author and perfecter of our faith. Christ the King, you are the authority, the bread of life, beloved Son of God, you are the bridegroom.
Christ the King, you are chief cornerstone, deliverer, divine mercy. You are faithful and true. Christ the King, you are the good shepherd and the great high priest.
So the power of Jesus Christ. But in what does this power of Jesus Christ the King consist? It is not the power of kings or the great people of this world. It is the divine power to give eternal life, to liberate from evil, to defeat the dominion of death. It is the power of love, as Mary Angela just mentioned, that can draw good from evil, that can melt a hardened heart, bring peace among the harshest conflict, and kindle hope in the thickest darkness. This kingdom of grace is never imposed and always respects our freedom.
And this comes from Pope Benedict the 16th on the feast day of Christ the King back in 2009. What a beautiful reflection on the power and kingship of Jesus Christ, right?
We'd like to share a prayer with you now. Almighty and peaceful God, you break the power of evil and make all things new. In your Son, Jesus Christ, the King of the universe.
May all in heaven and earth acclaim your glory and never cease to praise you. We ask this through Christ our Lord, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. So we've also found this really, another really nice reflection on the feast of Christ the King. And it starts by saying we should ask ourselves during the end of the liturgical year this question: is Christ more King of my life now than a year ago? So then it begins by saying that in ancient times, kings were sacred and absolute. They were crowned at their coronation with a special consecration and anointing, a good king made for a prosperous and orderly kingdom. And much like today, like a leader that is like a king is also still a very important, powerful factor in modern life. We can see it in education, you know, by the principal, they set the authority, right? The leadership, take business, right? Take government. There's a lot of leadership there, right? And powerful ones too at that.
And I think we have a really good leader in Pope Francis.
Yes. Absolutely. And a servant leadership, right? Very different kind of leadership. And so the same is true of Christ, the leader of the worldwide Christian community. His spirit must be the spirit of the people of his kingdom. So Jesus never defined the kingdom, but he'd always described it in parables, right? He always told stories in parables. So, we see, the parables with the kingdom of God is like a pearl of great price, like yeast hidden in the dough, for example. And in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray,
"Thy kingdom come." And immediately it's followed by "Thy will be done.
Yeah.
So the definition of kingdom is a community of people who do God's will on earth as perfectly as it is done in heaven.
Isn't that really true, right? Yeah. That's what we're meant to do, is God's will, right?
You know, and so from what Jesus said about his Father's kingdom, some interesting facts emerge.
First is that it's an eternal kingdom. So it exists in the past, in the present, and in the future. It's eternal. It's also a universal kingdom. It's not territorial, national, but worldwide.
It certainly is not a political kingdom. Jesus said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world."
And finally, it's not a hidden kingdom. So Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like yeast, which a woman took and kneaded in 3 measures of flour. And the kingdom of God can also be described as opposed to the kingdom of Satan, right? Christ offers a kingdom of justice and peace and love.
We see that in the 3 temptations where, you know, the Satan himself tested the Lord and he wanted to be
right
where in Jesus' shoes, but it was his pride and arrogance that that it wouldn't happen.
Exactly. And so when what Satan does, he demands us, like he preys on our worst instincts, right? Like, you know, he says at one point, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world with their glory and power. If falling down, you will adore me, right? From Luke.
Those are all false promises.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But as we were saying, Christ, though, offers a kingdom of justice, peace, and love.
Yeah.
It's a faith in God that we should have, self-denial.
Of division, doubt, and delusion, you know, that's
right.
What the devil is all about, right?
Yeah, and instead of this, you know, power that Satan was promised us, God, Jesus is promising greater rewards, eternal life, right? And it's a kingdom of life that he's offering us, Jesus. As opposed to a kingdom of death, right? And so Christ also offers a kingdom of truth, whereas Satan's kingdom is a kingdom of lies and half truths, just like
half
you said.
Truth.
Yeah.
It's just like in the garden in Genesis, right? And with Adam and Eve. And he says, God didn't say this. He said he didn't mean that, right?
So he kind of confuses you. Distorts the truth.
And nowadays, there is a lot of confusion. It's like that song, Ball of Confusion. But there's also a lot of hope, joy, and love.
Absolutely.
When we turn to our faith, and this is what our faith is all about, it gets us through the gaps, right?
Another opposition, right, when we look at Christ says, take up your cross daily and follow me, whereas Satan says, if it feels good, do it. So there's a real striking difference there, right?
There's a... There's an example of the God of relativism,
yes,
right? It's okay. It's all good.
Because if it feels good, just do it.
Yeah, there's no rules. You know, what's a little? Yeah. What's one more,
and
right?
Then,
so,
yeah.
You know, but Christ the King.
Like all the addictions, right? Because, you know, it tastes good.
How about this? Is what
feels good.
If we're tempted or if we're in a moment of we're not sure, why don't we just stop and look and say, Christ the King, I turn it to you. What do you think? Give me guidance. Give me hope. Give me peace. Give me a moment so I don't make a bad decision.
Mm-hmm. So watch all those little times when we're tempted to do wrong and, being angry in traffic or impatient in those long lineups that we have to, line up in.
Wait.
even like stealing little things or cheating on exam, you know, these little things add up, right? So just be careful and watch those little things because, The call of Christ the King is for each of us to be constant in repentance, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Remember that.
Yeah. So when we proclaim that Christ is the King in our lives, we can proclaim these things. I am loved. We are alive, passionate. We are more grateful. We are more courageous, hopeful, joyful, patient. When we proclaim that Christ is the King in our lives, we become more patient, mindful. We become more enthusiastic.
Amen. Yes, I love it.
We know that we are protected, blessed, and optimistic.
We also proclaim and affirm that we will overcome. We will be healthy. We'll be restored, healed. We will laugh and smile. We will rise up to the occasion. We will be back. We will work again.
Yeah, some people will find new employment, right? Maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, we will cope, you know, in any troubles that come our way, we'll cope with it. We'll triumph. We will encourage others to, you know, get through any difficult times. We will be victorious. We will be grace, and we will forgive.
Yeah, these are all, we started the year, a new year, a new attitude, and maybe one or two of those words, maybe all 10 really struck a chord with you, right? So with a new attitude, let's start with the month of November, the attitude that Christ is the King of our lives.
Amen. Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And Mother Mary is the Queen.
And let us always follow His will.
Yeah.
Yeah. In His kingdom. Yeah. So continuing on the different names that God or Jesus has, right?
Christ the King, you are the Prophet, Redeemer, the Risen Lord, the Rock. Christ the King, you are the Savior, the Son of Man. You are the Son of the Most High.
Christ Jesus, the King, you are Supreme Creator over all. You are the Resurrection and the Life. You're the Door and the Way. You are the Word. You are the True Vine. You are the Truth. Christ the King, you are the Victorious One. You are Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Wow. I think we all need to just step back, take a breath, and just take that in.
Yes, right? Yes.
And I think it's good to read, but it's also good to proclaim.
Mm-hmm. And proclaim it out loud too.
Yes.
It becomes even more powerful when it's out loud.
When,
right?
You know, when we practice, when we have to do the being a lector, we proclaim out loud. Right?
And practice out loud.
Yeah. We're not screaming. We're not showing up, but we're proclaiming the word loud. It just has, you know, you just feel it sinking into your bones.
That's very true. Very true. Another thing that we've came across is Pope Francis's talk on Christ the King last year, which was November 22nd, 2020. And he talks about us making choices with eternity in mind. So Pope Francis encourages us Catholics to make choices with eternity in mind by thinking not about what we want to do, but what is best to do. And so he asks, what is the choice that we have to make daily? What to do? What do I feel like doing, or what is best for me? And he says, let us look to Jesus and ask him for the courage to choose what is best for us, to enable us to follow him in the way of love And this way is to discover joy.
Wow.
Right?
That ties in perfectly into what our show is all about.
Yeah. And so, and according to the Pope, then we must choose. If we choose to steal, we become thieves. If we choose to think for ourselves, well, we become self-centered. If we choose to hate, we become angry. But if we choose to, and then if we choose to spend hours on the cell phone, we become addicted, right? But if we choose God, then in a daily, we grow in his love. And if we choose to love others, we find true happiness. That's the core of it, right? The true happiness. And because the beauty of our choices depends on love. So Jesus knows that if we are self-absorbed and indifferent, then we become paralyzed.
Yeah.
But if we give ourselves to others, we become free. That's the freedom, right?
I like the story that Bishop Barron said. St. Thomas Aquinas had a dream. He was at the foot of the cross and he said, Jesus said, "What is it that you want of me?" And St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Only to be with you." And he went on to say that our lives, this is Bishop Barron says, our lives, they're not about us. They're about others.
Yes.
As Marange mentioned, serving others.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Being detached because, you know, we have all these addictions. When we make Christ the King the center of our lives, mm-hmm. we will be more free. We will be more happy.
Yes.
And we have so much more time that we thought we didn't have
right.
to give away. And then we'll have so much even more time to be with the Lord.
Yeah. And just to end, Pope Francis says that the Lord of life wants us to be full of life. And he tells us the secret of life is we come to possess it only by giving it away. So let's drop everything, let go, right? And let God.
That's it.
And yeah, there's all we need.
There's our show. Let go and let God. And so before we go to break, just a few reflections we want to leave you with before we play a beautiful song of Tazé. The first reflection, we need to assess our commitment to Christ the King today. What do we need to do to become closer to the King? Another reflection or question we need to ask, have we given Jesus control of our lives? Have we given Jesus the steering wheel? Another reflection. Have we followed Christ and become humble servants like he was? And another reflection you can think about at break or afterwards is, are we obeying the love that Christ the King showed the whole world? Enjoy the musical break, and we will be back with you shortly.
Thank you. You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
Welcome back, friends. The last part of our show, we will start off by proclaiming some of the readings that we typically hear on Christ the King. So the first reading is the reading from the book of Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was present before him, the one like a Son of Man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So we never need to worry about God's kingdom being destroyed, right? Maybe there's times when, you know, we think, oh, the end is coming, the devil's going to win. But no, we should always be trusting and, trusting that Christ, God will prevail. God's dominion will prevail.
And that's the beauty of when we go to Mass once a week. And some of us, if you're able to, if you can go more, if you can go to daily Mass, it's our spiritual rest stop where we go and we get filled with the Holy Spirit. We get filled with Christ the King. You know, we get filled with all these things to go out and, you know,
proclaim
and to evangelize, mm-hmm. right? So typically the psalm reading,
responsorial
psalm
is the King. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty.
The Lord is King in splendor robed in the Lord and girt about with strength.
The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty.
And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from everlasting. You are, O Lord.
The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty.
Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days.
The Lord is Christ. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty.
So another typical reading that Christ the King mm-hmm. is from the book of Revelations.
So Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming and amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the kings of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord, and the Lord who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Wow. I love that. That's, mm-hmm. Amazing. So just a bit of insight is that you hear us proclaiming these, and I think these are also the ones that we're going to hear in November. They will have a new meaning once you hear it like two and three times over.
Absolutely.
Because, of course, you'll be listening on every Thursday night at 9 and every Saturday at 2. We're so fortunate that we get
our program gets to be repeated.
Repeated so many times. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of a Lectio Divina, you know, it's like learning through repetition. Like,
and maybe it sinks in.
It sinks in. I know that's how I learn.
Better, yeah.
So the gospel for Christ the King is the Gospel of John. And it is, Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own? Or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice."
The word of the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
What we get out of this is a lot. And in doing the research, I heard many things. And I love Bishop Barron. And he spoke about how Pontius Pilate, they dressed Jesus in a purple cloak, mm-hmm. right? And purple was a sign of royalty.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. And he did that to mock him.
Mm-hmm.
To say, "You're a king? I don't know about that.
I'll show you, right?
And then on the cross, they put the sign, "Here lies King of the Jews," right? And Pontius Pilate, again mocking Jesus, put that sign up. But little did he know that he was becoming an evangelizer.
Yeah, he was proclaiming the truth.
The truth that Christ is the king. And even before he passed, one of the thieves on the cross. Sorry, I was just having a moment. It's like, you know, when you talk about Christ the King, you get those moments and, you know, we're allowed. That when he proclaimed to the other thief, you know, "Leave Jesus alone," because the other thief wanted them to make them to come down. "You are the king. If you're the king, you do this. If you're the king, you do that."
Right.
And he told him, says, "Hey, this man didn't do anything. We deserve to die."
Absolutely.
And then he asked Jesus, you know, for forgiveness. And what did he say? "Jesus, remember me when you come
into my kingdom."
Yeah. Right. And it's like, whoa.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's another part of, you know, the Bible saying that the Christ is the king.
Yeah.
Not of this world.
Not of this world. No.
But of the, you know, of the other world. That hopefully we will get there.
As you were reading this gospel, actually, I was reflecting. Jesus asks, right, when Pilate asks, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answers with another question: "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Right, and so, like, you know, we ourselves need to ask that. Do we ourselves know Jesus is king, or is it because others have told us about it, right? We need to build, you know, we talk about it all the time. We have to build that personal relationship with God, right? To really, really, truly know him.
I think, like you were saying, Mary Angela, to know him.
Which includes understanding his kingdom, right?
His kingdom. Mm-hmm. What we need. You know, some of the things that we can do is just stop.
Right.
You know, be in silence. Make time for him.
Yeah, carve out some time every day.
Quiet time.
Sometimes it's hard to do, but maybe it's just a few minutes before going to bed, right?
Yeah, you can do a Lectio Divina. You could do an examination of conscience. You could just sit there in the dark with a candle.
With a candle.
And just reflect. Mm-hmm. You can play sacred music. There's many ways. Yeah. These are just some options, right? You may have your own. Marianne was saying, you know, when we're stuck in traffic, mm-hmm. it's like, you know what? Maybe this is a Christ the King moment mm-hmm. where, you know, say, okay, you know, we're stuck. Well, you know, we're able to drive. Yes. You know, the sun is still shining.
Look at the positives.
And this, it gives us a chance to stop because, mm-hmm. you know, we're always moving.
Yeah. And running around like crazy.
Yeah. It's a big thing just to stop, sit still. And Bishop Barron, he always talks about this, is that most of our problems would go away if we just sit still, were quiet, and made Jesus at the center of our lives.
Yes, indeed. So there's some other prayers that we'd like to share with you on Christ the King. So this is the prayer of the King, Priest, Messiah. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your foes. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day you lead your host upon the holy mountains. From the womb of the morning, like dew, your youth will come to you. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand and will shatter kings on the day of his wrath and will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. That's actually from Psalms, but which is, you know, a prayer, a type of prayer.
So when we make Christ the King the center of our lives, I think we will sleep better.
We will sleep soundly.
Yeah, we will be more stronger. We will have more vitality. We will be more driven. We will be able to breathe
better. Let's take a moment now.
Yeah.
We will be unstoppable. We will be full of courage. We will be focused. We will be committed. We will bring lots of joy to the world, right? Which hopefully we're doing with this program.
Yeah,
bringing all that joy.
Yeah,
to this
trying
world.
To put a smile on your face. And this I was doing in the research. I think this is our 20th show that we've recorded.
Wow,
from
that
the safety.
Many.
You
My
know,
goodness, it's I've like, lost track.
Yeah, it's like people say I'm having a midlife crisis. But, you know, with the COVID, yes, there's a lot of things that have changed. We've been thrown out of our usual. But I like to say it's the grand awakening, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to, you know, take what happened and turn it into a new and improved attitude, because we never grow if things don't change, right? Mm-hmm. We transform. So a few more names that we relate to Christ the King. You are the head of the church, the holy servant. You are the great I am. You are Emmanuel. You are the judge. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lamb of God.
You are the light of the world. You are Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are Lord of all, Mediator.
Christ the King, you are the
Messiah. Christ the King, you are the Mighty One. You are the one who sets us free. Christ the King, you are our hope. And you are our peace.
So some holy Bible verses that we came up
across,
yeah, are from the book of John's. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt.
from Timothy, which he will bring about at the proper time, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords.
In the book of Revelation, and on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords.
There it is again.
And this is, we said it in your readings
from John.
Christ the King. We'd like to repeat it again.
From John chapter 18. Therefore, Pilate said to him, "So you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born. And for this I have come into the world to testify the truth. Everyone who is of truth hears my voice." And just one more verse is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And that is, and we hear this actually being sung, right, at the Messiah. And that is, "For a Lord will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace."
And the Holy Spirit does it again. Because we had so many words, so many things, we didn't know how to put it together. And I think that's a wonderful way, as we come to a close to our program, to just bring it to a nice finish.
Yes.
You know, we want to thank all the listeners, all the people that are at Radio Maria, most of all, Saint Joseph, Mary, Queen of Peace, and Jesus Christ, the King. We hope we were able to share with you many thoughts, ideas, and affirmations.
Yeah, we spoke a lot about how Christ the King, the feast day of Christ the King came to be. You know, we brought all those facts in, you know, so we came to understand the meaning of it and the importance of it in our lives. And to reflect on, how we can make Christ the King our King, right? Always.
The true King.
The true King, yes.
The one and only.
Yeah. Yes.
Because, you know, we see a lot of royalty out there and power and you know, true kings serve their people, mm-hmm. right? So
let's end with a final prayer to Christ the King. O Lord our God, you alone are the most holy King and ruler of all nations. We pray to you, Lord, in the great expectation of receiving from you, O divine King, mercy, peace, justice, and all good things. Protect, O Lord our God, O Lord our King, our families and the land of our birth. Guard us, we pray, most faithful one. Protect us from our enemies and from your just judgment. Forgive us, O Sovereign King, our sins against you. Jesus, you are a King of mercy. You have deserved your just judgment. Have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive us. We trust it in your great mercy. O most awe-inspiring King, we bow before you and pray. May your reign, your kingdom be recognized on earth. Amen.
Amen. So again, once again, thank you for listening. And if you'd like to hear this, we're on every Thursday at 9 p.m. and Saturdays.
And repeated on Saturdays at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
So thanks again for joining us.
And may Christ the King and center of your lives.
Amen. God bless.
Take care.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.